bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Anna Jones and this is Entertainment. In the programme, we're going to be hearing from Maggie Gyllenhaal, an American actress who seems to be getting more and more popular. One of her most recent films is Oliver Stone's World Trade Center, in which she plays a woman whose husband died during the 9/11 attacks. When Maggie first started working as an actress, she appeared in smaller independent films, and in this interview, she says she now feels differently about those independent films than when she first made them. Why does she feel differently?
I don't think it's true that I'm necessarily doing more big studio movies, although I do feel differently than I used to about, you know, teeny independent movies. I used to feel like, well, you know, when I was younger and kind of, you know, I thought I was sort of punk to say, well, I don't care if anybody sees my movies or not. I do care if people see my movies. I'm not making them for myself. Otherwise, I just, like, act in my kitchen. It's a totally different equation when you're making a tiny movie, which I've learned over time.
Maggie tells us that she doesn't think that she's doing more big studio movies nowadays, but she admits to feeling differently about independent movies. She describes those independent films as teeny, which means very small. You might also hear the expression teeny-weeny, which also means very small. Well, when she was younger, she says that she thought it was punk not to care about whether people watched her films or not. The expression punk refers to the punk movement of the 1970s. The punk movement was popular with young people who opposed any sort of authority, and they expressed their views through shocking hairstyles, clothes, behaviour, and by listening to fast and loud music. So Maggie uses the word punk to express how she felt rebellious and anti-establishment by making these small independent films and not caring about whether anyone watched them or not. But she says today she feels differently about them, and she really does care if people see her films. Otherwise, she says, if they're not made for other people to watch, she may as well make them in the kitchen. Well, listen to Maggie again. This time, try to catch the word she uses, which you normally hear when you're talking about the subject of mathematics.
I don't think it's true that I'm necessarily doing more big studio movies, although I do feel differently than I used to about, you know, teeny independent movies. I used to feel like, well, you know, when I was younger and kind of, you know, I thought I was sort of punk to say, well, I don't care if anybody sees my movies or not. I do care if people see my movies. I'm not making them for myself. Otherwise, I just, like, act in my kitchen. It's a totally different equation when you're making a tiny movie, which I've learned over time.
Maggie uses the mathematical term equation, a statement which means that two amounts are equal using mathematical symbols. The word equation can also refer to a difficult problem, which can only be understood if all the different aspects of this problem are understood. So Maggie says that it's a totally different equation when you're making small movies. It's a very different experience than when you're an actress in a mainstream or Hollywood movie. There are different problems that you have to understand. She says that it's taken her time to understand this equation relating to small independent movies.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Maggie goes on to talk more about the equation of making smaller films and how involved you have to be at every stage. You're not just an actress, you're involved in the whole process. A process is a series of actions, and in this case refers to every aspect of filmmaking. Listen to Maggie and try to catch the different aspects of making a film that she describes.
First you have to get money to make it, which can be a huge process. Then you shoot it, which is usually a short process. Then you have to get into festivals. Then you have to get it bought. Then you have to get it in theaters. It's almost like, you know, if you're in every moment of a movie like that, it's almost like you're a producer, you know, because you have to play such a huge part in getting it seen.
Maggie tells us that the first part of the process is to get the money. After that, you shoot or you make the film. Then you have to get it into festivals and interest someone in buying it. And then it has to be screened in movie theatres or cinemas. She says that your involvement in small independent films is so great that you almost take on the role of a film producer, the person responsible for making the practical and financial arrangements needed to make a film. Well, that's all from Maggie Gyllenhaal and this edition of Entertainment. Join us next time.
BBCLearningEnglish.com